This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved to confer the status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages. The classical languages serve as a custodian of India's ancient cultural heritage, embodying the essence of each community's historical and cultural milestone. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has expressed happiness and joy as the Union Cabinet has approved to confer the status of classical language to Marathi. Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture and Krishonnati Yojana to achieve food security for agriculture self-sufficiency. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken in the Cabinet meeting relate to increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security to the middle-class people. Government has also approved National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Seeds, NMEO, Oil Seeds, for 2024-25 to 2030-31 with an outlay of 10,103 crore rupees. This has been done with an aim to make India self-reliant in oilseed production in the next 7 years. Union Cabinet has also approved the Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2, comprising three corridors. The total length of the approved lines will be around 119 km with 128 stations. Once Phase 2 is fully operational, the Chennai city will have a total metro rail network of 173 km. Union Cabinet has also approved the signing of Letter of Intent enabling India to join the International Energy Efficiency Hub. It is a global platform dedicated to fostering collaboration and promoting energy efficiency worldwide. The move solidifies India's commitment to sustainable development and aligns with its efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that this decision will help India gain access to an exclusive 16-nation group, sharing strategic energy practices and innovative solutions. Union Cabinet has also approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for over 11,72,000 railway employees. The bonus amount will be 2,029 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said that the payment of productivity-linked bonus acts as an incentive to motivate the railway employees for working towards improvement in the performance of the railways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held from today till 6th of October. This year's conclave will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. All arrangements have been made for assembly elections in Haryana. The single-phase election will be held for the 90-member assembly tomorrow. There are 1,031 candidates in fray, which include 930 males and 101 females. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that among these candidates, 464 are independents. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. India, Nepal and Bangladesh have signed a trilateral agreement to export 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh via India's power grid. The tripartite agreement signed in Kathmandu yesterday enables Nepal to sell electricity to Bangladesh for the first time. Nepal has only been exporting electricity to India. As per the agreement, Bangladesh will now import 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal. The Indian side has also been involved in the trade deal, as Nepal's electricity will be transmitted to Bangladesh through the transmission infrastructure on the Indian territory. And in cricket, Harmanpreet Kaur led India will begin their Women's T20 World Cup 2024 campaign against Sophie Devine's New Zealand in Dubai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.